8:06, good morning. I'm Leslie Thatcher on this Thursday morning, September 11th. 53 degrees currently here in Old Town Park City, 55 degrees in the Heber Valley. And welcome back to ABC 4 meteorologist Cedric Haynes.
Happy Thursday, KPCW listeners. It's time for your Thursday Wasatch Back forecast. As we take a look at things here, we're going to be looking at partly cloudy skies across the area as we go throughout this afternoon. Watch out for some of those gusty winds from time to time. And we will have a slight higher fire danger threat across the area, so be aware of that. Now, as we get into the afternoon hours, there is a chance of an isolated shower or storm popping up that could briefly produce some heavy downpours. It's not going to be widespread. The chance is pretty slim, but it is there due to a disturbance off to our north. So we'll see those highs in the mid-70s for us in the Park City area, with highs only in the upper 70s in the Heber Valley. It gets a little cooler as that upper low moves a little closer to the area. Heading into your Friday, along with that, we'll introduce a slightly better chance of isolated scattered showers and storms on your Friday afternoon. High temperatures in Park City will only be around 70 due to the extra clouds and the chance of showers. The Heber Valley will see high temperatures into the mid-70s with a slightly higher chance of those scattered showers across the area. We'll continue with that trend as we move into the weekend for your Saturday. Isolated to scattered showers will be possible in the afternoon. Highs may not get out of the 60s for us in the Park City area, and high temperatures will be in the low to mid-70s, probably only in the lower 70s for the Heber Valley with that chance of scattered showers and storms across the area. So unsettled weather conditions are expected for us as we go into the next few days. Now, as we get towards the second half of your weekend, we get a ridge of high pressure that will build in atop the area. That means we're going to be drying things out. Temperatures will be climbing back into the low 70s in Park City for highs, with highs in the upper 70s for the Heber Valley. As we dry out, we'll see more sunshine for your Sunday, and that sunshine with a few high clouds will stick around heading into next week. We'll see highs in the low 70s by Monday, highs in the upper 70s in the Heber Valley on Monday. Now, Monday night into Tuesday, we'll reintroduce a chance of a few isolated storms with a weak system moving by. Doesn't like a lot of moisture, but that chance will be there. But otherwise, we'll keep with those highs in the low 70s in the Park City and highs in the upper 70s of the Heber Valley through the middle of the week. Let's look at your latest forecast for the Wasatch Back. I'm ABC 4 meteorologist Cedric Haynes.
And on the phone with an update for our trails report, we've got Laura Anthony with Mountain Trails Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning, Leslie, and greetings to Leadership Park City. Special place in my heart for being an alum at Class 27. So kudos to them for being in the studio today. I've got Wasatch Trails Foundation reporting in that they will be finishing up a new mountain bike flow trail at Big Pole, adding some A and B lines tomorrow. And then looks like Wednesday the 17th, they have their third annual community movie night at Trek Bicycles in Heber, showcasing the local high school teams and filmmakers in other short films. So come for the opportunity drawing, barbecue, and support your local trails. Tickets are available at wasatchtrails.org. And from my team, all we've got is Mountain Trails working on Lower Loosemoose. It will remain closed today. Hopefully, we'll be picking up some moisture so we can get that all packed in and ready to roll. But for now, it is still closed, Lower Loosemoose. Other than that, the trails are still pretty dry. Be careful, and we'll see you out there.
Okay. Hey, Laura, thank you.
Thanks, Leslie.
In the studio now with an update from the Swatter Nature Preserve and Eco Center, I have the Director of Exhibits and Visitor Experience, Hunter Klingensmith. Good morning.
Good morning, Leslie. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so first up, we should just note real quick, if people have time today, you're looking for help planting pollinator plants.
Yes, this morning, actually. I think they're doing it in just a few minutes. So, reach out to Rhea if you want to get involved in that. Also, of course, support KPCW because we love you very much.
Okay. Coming up on Friday, I just wanted to note you're open until 8 o'clock, which is about 4 hours later than normal. What's going on then?
Yeah, so we're doing a partner event with the Natural History Museum of Utah. They have a little exhibit set up in the Zions Bank just around the corner from us. And so there's going to be an open house at the Zions Bank with a ton of fun family kids activities. And then the Eco Center will be open as well to come over and play and explore in. And we also have Spanish language interpreters there. So if you're looking for someone who speaks Spanish, that's a great option.
Okay. And then next week, this is Wednesday, September 17th at 5 p.m., you're asking community members to stop by for an open house. What's going on?
We are, yeah. So we're in a strategic planning process, and we are looking for people to give their input on what they'd like to see from SWANR in the next 3 to 5 years. You can stop by anytime between 5 and 7 p.m. We'll have some posters up with everything that we've learned so far from the community and our focus groups and our Spanish language interviews, and a chance for you to give feedback as well. And then we'll present that final strategic plan at the end of the year.
Okay, so do people don't need to be there all 2 hours?
Just... Nope, it's just an open house event. You can stop in anytime between 5 and 7. We'll have some little snacks and refreshments. And yeah, you can just pop in for as long as you have time for between 5 and 7.
Okay, well, talk a little bit more about the outreach that you have done.
Yeah, so we started with a staff and board retreat where we kind of made a plan of things that we thought were priorities. And then we've done a community survey that we had over 350 responses to, which was awesome. And then we worked with a researcher at Utah State University who conducted 40 Spanish language interviews with community members that partner organizations helped to connect us to people in the community. And then we did a series of 7 focus groups as well with partners that we work with regularly.
So what are you hearing, though? I mean, what is it that, when you think about the next 3 to 5 years, what would happen?
Yeah, we're hearing, there's not a lot of big changes. Mostly we haven't had a strategic plan in a long time. And our staff as we had Lewis come on board, thought, this is a great time for us to kind of just get some community input and see. We're finding that a lot of the things that people want to see are what our mission already is, which is great. I mean, people want to see what we're doing, which we love. But thinking about like those Spanish language interviews, we learned a lot of things about how we can better connect with the Spanish speaking community in Park City, what kind of communication those people in those interviews prefer, those kind of things. And then we're finding that, more land preservation, making sure that we're taking care of the preserve as is, which is great because that's what we already want to be doing. And then a lot of focus on that, like education, environmental education aspect, and nurturing connection to nature. So how can we create ways for people to feel safe and comfortable in nature?
Well, and I was just in my head thinking about how safe and comfortable the wildlife out there feel.
They feel very safe and comfortable.
And the reason why, I mean, I've gone by twice on a bike there on that pathway, and the sandhill cranes both times have been like right up against the fence.
It's amazing. They know. They know. Like, I'll watch dogs walk past them and they don't really do anything. They're just like, oh, yeah, it's fine. I'm on the safe side of the fence, so no big deal.
Yeah, it was really interesting to see that. What else are you seeing out?
We've been seeing a moose with 2 babies recently. So we've closed our Wetland Discovery Trail a few times for that just because they've been close to there, and obviously moms are super protective of their little babes. But, so we've seen a moose with a few babies. We've been seeing tons of deer, lots of, like, the usual ducks. We saw some kestrels the other day, a hawk sitting on top of the old beaver lodge. So lots happening, and I'm sure we're getting into the season where we'll start to see some elk coming down as this weather gets colder.
Yeah, the area is fenced in. How did the moose get in there?
It's fenced, but a lot of the fencing doesn't even have it's just a wood fence, rail fence that they can get over easily. It's built at a height that deer and moose and elk can all get over. And then where there is along the path, where there is that like kind of metal, on the back of the wood rail fencing, it's wide enough that small animals are supposed to be able to get through it. So that's the goal.
Okay. And then in terms of the strategic plan, you say you'll have a final one by the end of the year?
The goal is to have something by the end of the year to present and have available for the public to see.
Okay. So it sounds like a great opportunity just to find out a lot more.
Yeah. We just want to engage with everyone and find out what you would like to see from SWANR.
Okay. And then coming up in October, this is Thursday, October 9th, Every Kid Outdoors Observe Wildlife Event. Tell me about this.
Yeah. So that's a partnership with the Utah Division of Outdoor Recreation. And they have their Every Kid Outdoors program, and every month there's a different theme. So October's theme is Observe Wildlife, and they do an event for that theme. And so October's will take place at SWANR. It's also an open house style event, but you have to register for a time slot that you're coming. There's about 50 spots per 30 minutes. And we'll have about 7 stations that you can rotate through with your family. Some things that we'll have are, we'll have an owl pellet dissection station, we'll have a wildlife themed craft, we'll have how to use binocular stations. There'll be like a animal play zone where you can dress up in costumes, learn about different animals. We'll have scavenger hunts, animal biofacts, and then we have some partner organizations that will be bringing some live animals. So Wasatch Wildlife Conservation will be there. with live animals and Wasatch State Park as well. And then we're working with a few other organizations. Cottonwood Canyons Foundation will be there, Wasatch Mountain Institute, Basin and Basin Rec.
Okay. You say you must register, so you can do that online. Is there a cost?
Nope. It's a free event. We're just asking for registration, so we anticipate who's coming. Obviously, if you forget to register and you happen to show up at the door, we're probably not going to turn you away. But we ask that you register in advance so we can communicate with you and make sure you have everything you need before you come.
All right. 3:30 to 6:30. Is this a good time to observe wildlife?
It is a good time to observe wildlife. We'll have binoculars out. Fall is obviously by October. We're starting to see like the sandhill cranes will likely have migrated already. But there'll still be some of our year-round wildlife out for us to see.
Okay. Anything else, Hunter?
I think that's all. We're also just this week coming up, we're partnering with a bunch of organizations across town for Community Conservation Week. There's Spanish interpreters available at all of these. There's a hazardous waste drop-off with Recycle Utah, the La Milpa Harvest with Summit Community Gardens, and a nature hike with Summit Land Conservancy.
Okay.
So check that out on our website.
All right. Hunter Klingensmith, thanks so much.
Thanks, Leslie.
You're listening to the Local News Hour on KPCW. On the phone now with an update from the Heber Valley Chamber, I have Executive Director Dallin Kosher. Good morning, Dallin.
Good morning, Leslie. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks. So let's talk, what kind of summer did you see there in the Heber Valley?
You know, this has been a great summer for us. Things are looking really well. As we look at things like transient room tax and demand and even some of our revenues, we are seeing positive increases. You know, overall transient room tax for the year to date is up by 3%, which is, you know, a good thing and kind of some steady growth there. But we did see in June a 24% increase in transient room tax over the previous June. So we're seeing some really good things happening there. And so we're excited about that. And one thing that we always want to make note of is as our community grows with the number of hotel rooms, we follow what in a report our demand. So we're averaging about 50% occupancy, which, you know, sounds great, which is good for us, but that doesn't tell the whole story because we have more hotel rooms. We're actually seeing more demand. So for example, year to date, we are up by 26% in our demand. So by this time last year, we had 120,000 room nights. We're at 150,000 this year. So so those are some great things that helps us to see how the Grand Hyatt Deer Valley is performing there and helping us see how these other hotels are performing. So that is a good indicator for us that some of the things that we're doing seem to be working and people are encouraging or coming to the Heber Valley to enjoy the summer. So I think we're seeing some good things there, and I think our fall and winter are looking to be on par for previous winters, not necessarily above or below, but kind of on par where we expect them to be, and we'll look forward to monitoring that and reporting back how those turn out over the next few months.
All right. Well, I guess I've always thought that it was the summer season that was the big season in Heber City, or is it the winter like Park City?
No, our busy season is definitely the summer. When I talk about occupancy rate as 50%, that's kind of an average for the year. So we're in the summer, we're getting that 60-65%, 70% as a whole for the summer. But when you aggregate it for the whole year, we're about 50%. So it's still really busy for us. We definitely see more people here in the summertime. But then rates and with hotel rooms and other things flip-flop in the winter, so we see higher revenues coming from the winter even with fewer people because of those rates do go up. So we always think of our winter as an opportunity season for us to continue to bring more people here so that we still have capacity and still availability. So we're trying to boost that winter scene here.
Okay. Let's talk about some upcoming events. What do you got going on?
Yeah, so one important event that I wanted to make mention of real quick is next week on September the 16th, we are doing our Meet the Candidate event at our chamber luncheon at the UVU Wasatch campus. At 12 o'clock, we have the candidates for mayor and city council for both Midway and Heber. So we have about seven or eight folks there on stage and a couple of recordings that we've visited with people about to get to know them a little bit more on a personal level. This isn't a debate per se, so we're not going to do, you know, call and response type things. It's just to know why they decided to run, what prepare them to run, what is their thought process when they make decisions, and how they go about getting collaborative information, and what they do to support local businesses. So this is a great way for all of us to be involved and to see what's going on in our local community. So I encourage people to come out and enjoy the event and see, be prepared and well-informed as we get to our voting season this November.
Okay. We also want to plug the 9/11 Day of Service. I think that's coming up this weekend.
Yeah, that's this weekend. If you're looking for more information on that, go to, I believe you can go to justserve.org and see what something's going on there. There are some cool things going on at the with the Heber City meeting at the Heber City Park or area. And I think they're starting with some pancake breakfast, some other cool things that are going on there this weekend. So, yeah, please get out and enjoy and do some service for our community. It's a great way to give back and create some lasting bonds. Like, I love listening to that portion of the Leadership Academy or Leadership Group that's just beforehand. And that is true. The more we work together, the more we serve together, the greater bonds we have and the greater community we create.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to mention?
I think that's good for today.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Dallin Kosher, Executive Director of the Heber Valley Chamber. You're listening to the Local News Hour on KPCW.